Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk welcoming you to the third hour of our Mercury in Retrograde edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. And you will be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And gosh, some really phenomenal videos. Oh, a cat that was almost dead from a house fire, and you get to hear the hysterical owner, but you get to watch the firefighter revive the cat and bring it back to life. And oh, it's exciting to see the cat survive and the firefighter bring it back. And then there's some cute videos with one is a cat in a round bed type bowl, and then a turtle that comes in and tries to kick the cat out. And anyway, they shuffle and they end up both the turtle and the cat in the bowl. It's very cute. And then a couple of posts later, it looks like the same bowl, but I don't think it is. But we got a cat in there, and then a rabbit comes in, and then the cat and the rabbit end up sharing it. But anyway, so there's a lot of really cute animal stuff this week, and some beautiful photographs and so forth that you may have missed. So check it out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And Nathan apparently figured out that technically I didn't totally screw up on the bark in the park thing. I just apparently I don't think I read it correctly. So what's the deal? There is a bark in the park on June 1st.
Yes.
However,
it's going to be for the Everett Aqua Sox, which is a farm team for the Seattle Mariners. So still associated with the Mariners in some way or another, but you'll actually be heading up to Everett on June 1st to watch the double-A minor league team for the Seattle Mariners, the Everett Aqua Sox, as they play against the Hillsboro Hops, and you get to bring your dog with you.
Yeah, so apparently they have Bark in the Parks too.
Yep.
So there's two different opportunities for Barks in the Parks. You can go to the official Mariners games when they have Barks in the Parks, or the Aqua Sox.
Or if you're in Tacoma, you could even do the Tacoma Rainiers. They have those as well.
Do they do Bark in the Park? All right, everybody does Bark.
I think every baseball team has it at some point.
All right. Speaking of barking in the parks, are they barking down at Seattle Dogs?
They are, and so is Laura. I hope she's speaking English too, but yeah, she is here with us.
Yay, welcome back to Animal World. Chief cook and bottle washer, Laura Cook from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Martha.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. Hanging All right. in there.
Yep, your voice sounds pretty good this month. That's good. I'm wondering how things are faring for our homeless dogs and cats and people and stuff down there. And you seem to be the one-woman show at taking care of everybody. So give us a little idea of what Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is all about.
Oh, my goodness.
Besides wearing you out.
Yes,
what else
exactly.
do you do?
We do street outreach, where we go to the homeless encampments and some of the shelters and so forth, and bring them pet food and supplies. And on top of that, we do we have access to our vet for emergency vet care, including spay and neuter, access to boarding or fostering, if the owner wants to go to drug treatment or start work or ends up in the hospital. And then we do rescue on top of everything else. So if an owner can't keep their dog with them, then we will take it on. And when it's ready, we'll place it for adoption.
Well, I think maybe even I think didn't mention the fact that not only do you provide, you know, food and supplies and all that kind of stuff for the animals, dogs, cats, you know, whoever are living, you know, and taking care of the homeless people. But you also help the human animals, and because you're always collecting stuff, tents and coats and gloves and all kinds of stuff, because, you know, the humans need some help as well, right?
Right. And, you know, food is really a big issue for the humans as well as the animals. And
so are you trying to feed them too? My goodness.
We always try to put something, you know, in for the person to have to, you know, to eat, but it's not always something that we can do. But we know the need from the food banks that are in the area. And yeah, so we really try to do what we can to fill the need there. But it's difficult.
Yeah, boy. Well, what an amazing job that you do. And I think, folks, the biggest reason that I am so in awe of Laura and what she does is that she knows this world inside and out, because she and her family found themselves homeless for a period of time, but she was able to pull her family up and out of that situation. But instead of taking her dolls and dishes and going off to live her life, she's paying it backwards, forwards, inside, upside down, and backwards, and, you know, continues to serve the homeless community. And then often, you know, we interview, you know, another gal that works with you, and she also was homeless at one point. But now helps.
Met her.
it's just, yeah. And you met, so you were taking care of her. And then now that she's okay, now she's helping you take care of the homeless people. So
yes.
It's amazing what you do and all that you provide. And I would love all of our listeners to step up and provide you with, you know, supplies and donations, if they can, or just making a donation every month. Can be so helpful. But, you know, and one of the big areas that costs you a lot of money, of course, is the vet care.
Right.
And you do work with Greenwood Animal Hospital, which is great because they provide, you know, the veterinary services for the Seattle Dogs program, but they don't give it away. Now,
right.
I think they should. I think all vets should do free work for, well, I think they all should be Dr. Jeff's, and the way he runs his practice out of, you know, in Colorado, really, I think, is the blueprint for how this could work for everybody. But unfortunately, we don't have a Dr. Jeff up here. But Greenwood, you know, does the work, and that's wonderful. But Seattle Dogs Homeless Program still has to pay the bill. And I think you always have a huge bill at Greenwood Animal Hospital, don't you?
Yes, and, you know, perfect example is we got in a little Chihuahua. She was horribly abused, and she immediately needed emergency surgery. She had pyometria.
Pyometra, yeah, that's when dogs, you know, don't get spayed. One of the possible things that can happen with an unspayed female is their uterus gets infected. And that's what pyometra is. Pyo is pus, and mitra is what the uterus. So the uterus gets infected and fills up with pus. And you can imagine if you had that inside your body, that's a fatal situation, and it's very, very serious, and you got to get that uterus out of that body real fast. So you had to have emergency surgery done to save this little dog, huh?
Yes, and then
I'm sure that cost an arm and a leg.
Yes, it is a very expensive surgery, and then she had to have, the following week, we had to take her in for x-rays of her back. She's got some issues going on there with her spine. And then now she needs another x-ray of her mouth and dental. And so we're looking at another very high bill for that. I'm truly worried for this little girl. But, you know.
Do you have any idea how old this dog is?
We don't. They can guess, you know, when they kind of do an exam, but we just have no idea. And I'm thinking around 6, maybe. But
middle-aged, not an elderly dog.
Yeah.
All that stuff going on, she definitely was not cared for properly.
No.
So was this dog living with a homeless person and they couldn't take care of her? Is that the problem?
Yeah. Oh, it just breaks my heart, you know.
It's nice to know that you're there because you're making sure she's getting cared for. But, you know, somebody has to pay the bills, folks. And it would be wonderful if we all could step up and help Laura with this. And, of course, you know, I still can't believe it's been this long and we haven't been able to come up with a used van or a used pickup with a canopy to donate to you guys, so you would have something to make it easier for you to drive around with supplies and so forth. And I'm sure there's one sitting out there with your name on it somewhere. It's just I haven't run into it yet. I've always got my eyes open whenever I'm driving around and at what I hear. But, you know, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is a 501c3 nonprofit, so it's all a deductible expense. So start beating the bushes, folks. And if you know anybody has an old van or pickup of the canopy that's in decent shape, could be used for deliveries and so forth, please let us know. And I think, Laura, I think you, every Mondays, aren't you at a specific location down there?
Yes, every Monday from 4 to 7, we're at the Northwest Harvest Soto Community Food Bank, which is down on 4th and Holgate in the Soto area. And there we hand out pet food to people, whether they're homeless or housed.
Oh, so it doesn't matter. You're helping people with pet food no matter their situation.
Right. On Mondays.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. And so if we've got folks that want to donate supplies and so forth rather than, monetary donations, are there places they can drop off supplies for you these days?
We have a Dog's Dream Pet Store. They have a location in White Center and Georgetown, and they can drop off at either one of those places, or they can send us a message and we can arrange to meet up to accept, you know, whatever they have to donate.
Okay, where how would they send you a message?
They could email SeattleDogs@Hotmail.
SeattleDogs@Hotmail.com?
Yes.
That sounds easy. So if you have, and speaking of donations, now I'm assuming dog and cat food of any kind, dry or canned, you want both?
Yes, wet and dry.
Wet and dry.
And the bags we prefer to be under, you know, like no more than 15 pounds.
Ah, so that's important to know. So the size, no more than 15 pounds of dry food at a time, because you guys have to pack them around and then people have to carry them.
Right. And so we've found that that's enough for, you know, whatever the size dog is to get them through that 7 days until we see them again. And they can actually carry it where it's larger bags, then they would end up leaving it and it'd be pointless. So, under 15 pounds is great, but you know, we're not real picky. So,
okay. All right. We need to take a time out and take care of our advertisers. So we stay on schedule. And then when we continue, Laura, let's find out what other kinds of supplies you'd like donated. And then we'll find out how you can make a monetary donation if you like. I know you can donate directly to Seattle Dogs or to Greenwood Animal Hospital, the Seattle Dogs account. But we'll tell you how to do that. So stay right where you are, everybody. More with Laura Cook from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Woo! Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, hey, that would be us. Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk here, and we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins on the planet. They're called NuPro Nuggets, and they are so palatable. Cats love them. Cindy uses them to get her feral kitty his attention, and I had to use them to get a real picky eating cat to eat. They're just phenomenal. And the dog supplement for skin and hair coat, hip and joints, really, really wonderful. And you can check them out at NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com, and you can buy them all on Amazon. So you also heard from Natasha Venter. She's our, oh gosh, Nathan. She revamped kind of how she describes herself and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And now I, of course, don't have my notes from last month and I can't remember, but she's an intuitive and of course does intuitive readings and so forth. And, she also is a feng shui person, and I can't remember all the stuff she does, but you can still hire her for private readings over the phone or on Zoom or something. And you can check her out at angelicclarifications.com, and she also does podcasts on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. And that's Natasha Venter AC on YouTube for the podcast on Monday and Wednesday. And I promise I'll look at my notes and I'll hopefully be able to talk about her properly.
Yeah, on her website it says spiritual counselor and intuitive medium, an energy seer of many understandings, and an inspirational feng shui advisor. She helps you move through sorrows and grief, negative self-talk and thoughts, and getting past emotions that just seem to take over.
Yeah, that's so energy seer is more what she wanted to talk about. So at any rate, check out Natasha, angelicclarifications.com. And if you'd like to schedule with her or have questions, you can just give her a call at 360-770-2836, 360-770-2836. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and you get interviews on the show and link on the website. All you got to do is give me a call or send me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, Nathan, what did you do with my blue sky? You took it back.
Oh, did it really not work its way? It looks like it's, you know, because the winds are out of the south and southwest, so it should be blowing up towards your area.
Well, it did for like 5 minutes. Now my roof is dripping more.
Oh.
So that tells me there might be a little misty sprinkling going on out there. Well, although
I promise you more is
sure.
coming.
But no blue
there.
Sky patch is gone, and my roof is dripping more.
Must be a cloud that had a little precipitation in it, just happened to hover over your house.
Yeah, it's called the convergence zone, and it lives here often.
I can't see it in the northeast, so I can't say for sure, but it looks like it's a lot better is coming your way.
Wonderful. Well, I'll look forward to that, because I do have to get out and scoop poop this afternoon. That's what I do on Sunday afternoons. And anyway, so it's always nice to do it when it's dry. Anyway, we will get back to, we are talking to Laura Cook from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Good morning again, Laura.
Good morning, Martha.
And let's see. Now, we talked about that people could email you at seattledogs@hotmail.com. And if they have questions or want to donate supplies and want to arrange a rendezvous, you also talked about a dog's dream, the pet shop, and there are two locations in the South End where people could drop off supplies. And besides dog food, dry and wet, and no more than 15 pounds weight per bag of dry dog food, what other kind of supplies can you use?
Well, we need, on top of the food, we need some treats for dogs and cats, and toys. Always need a toy. Every dog deserves a toy. Every cat wants a toy. And then, of course, we need really need snacks for the humans, if at all possible, if anybody would like
to. Oh, okay, so some good, healthy human snacks.
Yeah, and then we need blankets, no more than twin size. Usually just like a throw blanket is good,
yeah.
Or a toddler-sized blanket. And then we always need tents.
I got to remember that blanket business when I clean out my closets. I got to do that sometime. And
yeah.
I know I have some that I could donate, so I'll have to put that on my list.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
All right. And then, of course, you can always use money.
Yeah.
So that you can donate through the website, is that right?
They can donate through paypal.me /206 dogs, and there they can set up a one-time or monthly donation.
You know, I've not been able to get it to take the monthly donations yet, so I'll have to try again and see if it works.
Yeah, 206 dogs.
Okay, and it's paypal.me/206dogs.
Yes.
All right, I will work on that.
You know, yeah, they can go to our website and, you know, because we have the listings there for Cash App and Venmo, other ways.
And what is the website?
SeattleDogs.info.
Right. SeattleDogs.info.
Yeah.
Com. or no, just Seattle Dogs.
Dot info.
Dot info. All righty. So that's good. Now, the other way you could donate, if you wanted to, you could donate directly to Greenwood Animal Hospital and designate it for the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program.
Right.
If you wanted to make sure the money goes to pay the vet bills, that
we would love that. We would just love that.
All right. So, I think that covers all our bases. So we're in good shape. And gosh, I hope you have a good month this month, Laura. But be prepared, because we've been looking at the weather forecast for this week, and they're talking 90 degrees next Sunday.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. The weather report changed significantly from last night, because I checked last night and it was supposed to rain today, tomorrow, and Tuesday here. And so I had to made a plan for the things I wanted to do when it was raining. But now that's changed, and maybe, you know, the rain is less today and tomorrow, and then the temperature's going up, and we're toward mid 80 by the end of the week, and mid 80s on Saturday, and it says 90 degrees in my neck of the woods on Sunday.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. So be prepared. We may have a stretch of some really warm weather.
Wow. Well, thanks for the great news.
you are so welcome. And I hope, like I said, everything goes well. And folks, again, if you got your eyes on a used van or pickup with a canopy, please see if the owner would be willing to donate to Seattle Dogs. It is a deductible expense, and we need to find Laura a vehicle to deliver with. And then tomorrow, Monday, you'll be at the Northwest Harvest in Soto?
Yes.
And that, what time is that again?
4 to 7.
Okay. Laura, thank you so much for spending some time with us here this morning, and we will talk to you again the first Sunday of June.
All right, Martha. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, Nathan, I need to check in with you.
Sarah, new guest to our show here today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, folks, this is Mercury in retrograde. Okay, big time, because I don't usually do this. Okay, you need to know I've never met Sarah in person. We've only spoken on the phone today briefly and been emailing this last week, but it just seemed to me that what she and as another gal she's working, what they're doing, is really wonderful, and they could use some spreading the word, and we'll just find out. So anyway, I don't know much more than you do, other than they called me for help for a problem dog. So we're just going to figure this out as we go. So I think I have this right. Sarah O'Donohue. Is that correct? Welcome to Animal World, Sarah.
That is correct, Martha.
Is that right? Did I get your name right?
You pronounced it perfectly, which no one does.
Oh, well, hey, let's give me a point for that.
You do. You get a gold star.
Oh, well, thank you. And you are local. You live around here somewhere, right?
I do. I live in Seattle.
Okay. And then apparently the work you're doing for rescue, which we'll figure out what that is, you do with another woman, right?
Yeah.
Robin?
Yes. I met Robin Booth, through Nextdoor. She was collecting donations because she's worked in rescue for 20 years. And so I finally met her, and she's in her 70s, and she runs around and rescues dogs and does all this stuff, and she roped me into the rescue world less than a year ago, and so now I help her do all
kinds of stuff. So what is kind of like the two of you are just a two-woman team rescuing dogs? Is that right?
Well, no, so Robin has worked with several rescue groups in Washington State. She's kind of like a quote independent, I guess. She helps where she can, but mainly we work with a rescue called Second Chance Dogs, and they're based.
And I actually know the person. I think way back. This would be decades ago. I think I met her because I did a private session with her for some kind of probably a dog with behavior issues or something.
Yes, she just emailed me this morning and said, "I know Martha."
Then I used to follow what she was doing in the Second Chance Dogs. I know I'm just pretty sure I've interviewed her on the show, but
yes.
You know, I'm on my way to doing 30 years here on the show.
Wow,
and yeah. I'm in my 70s too, and so I don't remember all the details, but Second Chance Dogs, Diana, they're still operating.
She's in her 80s now. She's still going.
So you actually, you kind of represent Second Dogs, or you work through them, or how does it work? What are you doing?
So we kind of, since we live up in Seattle and they're down in, you know, south and east, more rural, what mm-hmm. Robin and I have been trying to do up in Seattle is get more foster homes and foster people and volunteers and adopters up here, because obviously the population is more dense up here than it is down there. So that's what we do. Robin and I are the north end representation.
Gotcha. Okay. You said that you really need people to foster dogs for you. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. There's a big, you know, glut of, there's not enough fosters, not enough adopters. You know, I'm sure people have been seeing in the news all over the country that, you know, there's a lot more owner surrenders, dog abandonment. And, you know, a lot of times people in Seattle think, well, that doesn't happen here. We're just so good with our animals and stuff. And we are, for the most part. But there are still issues in Seattle. You know, I mean, the cost of living here is kind of crazy and people are struggling. And so our shelters are full here too, unfortunately. And so we desperately need fosters.
All right. So, for you, what does a foster need to be able to do?
So it just depends on the dog, right? I mean, we have all kinds of dogs, from small, medium, large, puppies, young, old. So, you know, we can match a dog to a foster, what their needs are, you know. We just need people who are willing.
Gotcha. And then... is the cost of fostering those dogs, is that covered by Second Chance Dogs? Or
yeah, typically, you know, it depends. Like, a lot of times fosters are very generous with their time, and, you know, they are like, oh, we'll cover the food and, you know, all that. But if they're on a fixed income or whatever, we work with them and we can, you know, we would love to get donations of food and everything. But yeah, vet bills are covered by the rescue. But again, you know, on top of needing fosters, we need, you know, donations and volunteers to help, you know, transport dogs or help with our website. You know, like, I'm getting up there in age and I'm not tech savvy, and, you know, Diana, the founder, is in her 80s, and so we would love, you know, younger people to get involved and, you know, help us out, and maybe some tech people who can upgrade our website and all that stuff.
So you could use all kinds of help.
All kinds of help.
All right. Now, if people are hearing you and saying, well, you know, I'd kind of like to be on the old lady team.
Yeah, exactly.
I can say that, of course, because I am one. Or you would like to help with their endeavors to help foster up in this area, and then collect for the Second Chance. program. How would you like people to contact you?
So they can go to the website, secondchancedogs.net.
Secondchancedogs.net is the official website. Okay.
Secondchancedogs.net. And on there, you'll see available dogs. You'll see a big donation button.
Gotcha.
The email is info@secondchancedogs.net.
So that would be a really good way to make contact if you weren't sure what you wanted to do or how you could help.
Yeah. And so I'm on next door, and, you know, you can email me personally. I always give out my phone number, and Robin's like, don't give out your phone number. But I find that that's the quickest way, you know, to get people to text or call. And
well, would you like to give a phone number out? I do know we have listeners that can't do computers and stuff, and so when we don't give phone numbers, they can't make contact.
Yeah, so yeah, you can call me at 206-403-7968. You can call or text.
206-403-7968.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's
and
fantastic.
Just about everybody in the Puget Sound region just heard that, by the way.
Great. We need so many fosters. Do you know how many mama dogs and puppies we have right now?
So we need to shake them out of the woodwork and the bushes, Nathan. So that's a good thing. Blast it out all over the place. So if you'd like to, sounds like it's just a really fun shelter rescue to help with, and that Sarah and Robin are doing their best to cover the area up here. And a lot of folks I think might be interested in helping here and there. And I know I found out about you because you contacted me about a specific rescue that you have.
Right.
And you've got a Rottweiler mix of some kind. Sounds like a teenager who's real reactive to other dogs, and sounds like a total basket case at this point. But he needs Aunt Martha to shape him up. Anyway, the rescue, the foster that's got him has about had it, Sarah had contacted me, and we've been talking about how I could help, and we're trying to figure out how to set up a session that I could go and work with a foster and hopefully get this dog under control, and then kind of educate, you know, Sarah in the process too, so she knows what I'm doing, how to do this. And the other cool thing is that I'm getting these gals hooked up with Dr. Nils. Because, you know, all you regulars know, especially, you know, next Sunday and often on this, you know, show, I'm saying every rescue sanctuary on the planet needs somebody there that knows how to reset dogs' nervous systems and knows how to do this neuroenergetic balancing. And if you got serious stuff going on, you need to know how to connect with Dr. Nils. So anyway, we're in the process of hooking them up with all of that. And guess what? Dr. Nils even wants to play. So he said, you know, the do-it-yourself at home program, he said he's going to give it to Sarah for free. How cool is that? And then he said,
cool.
You know, he'd give it to you for free because as long as he's giving it to you, you don't have to join his private group. And so he said he'd give it to you and you can fool around with it for a while and see what you guys think. And then he'll work with you to make sure, you know, you got it and how you can use it and with everything. And anyway, so that's going to be a great connection. So how cool would it be if everybody from Second Chance and all their reach out, if they all got educated and knew how to do the neuroenergetic balancing and could reset all the dogs that come in? That would just make a phenomenal difference in terms of their rehabilitation and all of that.
It'd be great.
So, yeah. All right. So we about talked out all the time we can because we got to take care of advertisers one more time. And then I have to cover the bases for Ananda, who is not able to be here today and is supposed to be in this slot. So, Sarah, I really appreciate you calling in and glad you spent some time with us. And now that we're in touch, I'll get to know more and more about what you're doing. And so we'll have you on from time to time to let us know what's happening.
Sounds
good?
Great. Thank you so much, Martha. Thank you,
okay.
Nathan.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Just a little off the air here, folks. Okay. Mercury's in retrograde. I have to find out. Sarah, after the show, do you want me, do you and I want to talk by phone, or do you want me to just call Mary with the dog? How do you want to proceed? Should we talk first off the air?
Sure. That sounds
good. Okay. All right. So as soon as we get wrapped up, I'll give you a call. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Martha. Have
You're
a good
welcome.
Day.
Keep up Bye. Your good work. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty then. Let's take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back, and I'll tell you what's going on at Ananda right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150. Talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our Mercury in retrograde edition of Animal World. It's kind of fun once in a while to have everything blow up all at once, but then Divine Mother sends people like Sarah to fill in and all kinds of good stuff. So let's see. We heard from our wonderful healer, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. And that do-it-yourself-at-home Rasmussen Reset program, I tell you, is available on the homepage. He and Sister Linda will be in the studio with us next week. Yay, we get to love train together. That's going to be fun. And phone lines will be open, and it's free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. So mark your calendars, plan to call in and get your free treatments. And I'm looking forward to that. And of course, our wonderful premier sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Phenomenal energy. And you just got to someday have a session in person where you get to experience the gongs and the acutonic forks and all of that sort of thing. Just incredible. But she can also work with you remotely if you can't come in to the studio. And check her out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center online or on Facebook. And you can just give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. Then, now, before we are finished, one more organization. Usually, we are dealing with a human animal in this last half hour, talking to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but with the worldwide spiritual directors and UN ambassadors, Nayaswamis, Jyotish, and Devi in town. They did the service today, and then I'm sure there was some stuff going on after. So, nobody was available to talk to me. So, I get to tell you what's going on at Ananda, and I'm coming up this week and just beginning the next or this month of May. It's a meditation retreat next Saturday, the 13th, from 10:30 to 12:30 at the Blue Lotus Temple, and then at the same day at the Blue Lotus Temple. This is to be Saturday the 13th, and this is going to be from noon to 3 p.m. There will be an east-west crystal sale and Ananda farm plant sale. So that means that the Ananda farm will have a big, all kinds of tables and booths set up with all kinds of farm produce. I got my first Prana Mix bundle yesterday. I can't wait to eat it today. The food that they grow on the Ananda farm is just so much better than anything else. It's just full of energy and flavor. It's incredible. And so that's the east-west crystals and Ananda Farm plant sale next Saturday at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, 12 to 3 p.m. And then Learn to Meditate series for Tuesdays, June 6th through the 27th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. So great class if you're interested in learning how to meditate and calm down yourself and your life. Now, then coming up, the big classes of the year. Now, this is the biggest, most popular class of the year. And this is where I started with Ananda. You know, Krista, my friend, and I wanted to learn Kriya Yoga, which is supposed to be the airplane route back to God. And man, is it ever. But you need some training before you can learn Kriya Yoga. And you start with the art and science of Raja Yoga. Now, you don't do that's not the only reason for doing this class, but this is kind of the foundational class of Hatha, the physical postures, which you can do that part of the class or not. Also the Raja Yoga, which is the meditation stuff. So you will learn chanting and affirmations and about health and how to meditate and yoga postures and philosophies and pranayama breath work and routines. And remember, this is all taught by Morali Venkatro and our wonderful Sita Toka, who's usually here. So it begins in September 7th. Through November 16th will be on Thursday evenings from 6 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. And then one Saturday on October 21st, which is an all-day thing. So that's the big class of the year coming up. And then the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training, that won't happen until January of 2024. But the in-person and online meditation teacher training, if you'd like to deepen your personal practice of meditation or learn to be able to teach Ananda meditation, then that class you can join is a hybrid in-person or online, and that begins September 16th. So if you are interested in any of this stuff, you can go to anandawa.org, A-N-A-N-D-A, anandawa.org, and then there's an events calendar and most everything you can. Bless me, I just sneezed. And yes, the pollen is happening up here. That burst of sunshine a few days ago, Nathan, you were right, sure got my nose going. Anyway, and just thinking about going out there It's got me sneezing. So let's see, anandawa.org. And you can check everything out there. And if you would like to talk to someone in person, if you don't like signing up online, you can call the temple at 425-806-3700. 425-806-3700. So I think that covers all the bases for Ananda. And gosh, we got to introduce you to some rescuers in the area, and a reminder about second chance dogs. And if you're interested in being a foster, do let them know. And in case you didn't get to write it down, we talked with Sarah O'Donohue, and she and her friend Robin are representing the Second Chance Dogs. They're down south, and the website secondchancedogs.net. If you want to contact them through that that website about fostering, or if you want to donate to the cause, you can email info@secondchancedogs.net. Or Sarah said you can just call her, especially if you're interested in foster in this area. And her number is 206-403-7968, 206-403-7968. So that wraps us up with all of that. And then, of course, next week is our monthly healing show. It's Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. And our brother-sister team, that would be Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen, will be in the studio. And talk about Mercury in retrograde, Nathan. This is another one. I got an email from, or a text from Nils earlier in the week. Probably won't be there next Sunday because we're going over to, we got to find a place to live because our house is on the market. So I'll be gone. And I said, okay, well, then Linda will cover. And he said, well, yeah, but she didn't know yet. And so then there was some going on. And then I get a text back. Okay, I'm going to try to rearrange my trip. And I'll leave a day early, come back a day early. And so anyway, after fooling around with it and Mercury in retrograde, messing up the detail, Dr. Nils will be here. He rearranged his trip. So he's coming back a day. The show must go on. So Mercury in retrograde ended up not being a factor, and they will both be in the studio next Sunday with us. And we look forward to that. And of course, open phone lines, and they will do free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. The earlier you call in, the more time we have. But I hope you will join us next week and plan to call in for your free remote treatments. And Nathan, it's a little brighter, but I still have no blue sky. And I'm back to just a slow dripping roof.
It's kind of going back and forth between gray and blue.
Is it?
But I'm not getting any rain over here, so... Hopefully that stops.
Hopefully
for you.
I won't either. But anyway, thank you so much for helping us cover the retrograde basin stuff. And I'm looking forward to seeing your new haircut in person. But that's why I couldn't say anything, because with your headset on, see, I can't see the new sides and stuff. I couldn't see that till you took your headset off.
Yeah. Well, cool. You'll see it next week.
Yep. He's been buzzed.
Shouldn't grow too much.
So I might have to feel it. Anyway, never mind. All right. So thank you for joining us. Have a splendid afternoon. And as always, I remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. Go Kraken, and I'll talk to you again